大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus.
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Susan, how are you?
Oh, I've been doing well. How about you?
Well, yesterday I felt a little feverish and weak, so I thought I had a cold or something.
Really?
Yeah, well, but I'm feeling much better today. So,
oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, this is the time of year when everyone seems to be catching colds.
Right. So, shall we talk about getting a cold?
Sure, that's timely.
When a lot of Japanese people, when they get a cold, they go to the hospital, right? But I've heard that not many Americans go to the hospital. Is that true?
Well, you know, I think it's true to a certain extent. I mean, if small children or perhaps the elderly catch a cold, then they're more likely to go to the doctor. But for many adults, they tend to avoid going to the doctor. You know, I think many people believe that a cold will be over within a week or 2 weeks, no matter what you do. So they just self-medicate.
Self-medicate. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, self-medicating is just going and kind of treating yourself in the sense, you know, you go to the drugstore and you can choose from a wide variety of cold and flu medicines. I mean, just filling the aisles in drugstores in the States. And you just choose the right thing and hope that that will ease your symptoms. You know, if you turn on the TV in the States, you know, you'll find like tons of commercials advertising various cold and flu medications at this time of year.
Aha, so do-it-yourself kind of spirit.
Well, exactly. It seems to be like that. But, you know, people will go if it gets worse, of course, and certainly if it develops into a more serious virus or infection. But it does seem to me that a lot of my Japanese friends and colleagues go to see the doctor for a common cold much more quickly or much more often than some of my American friends. But why do you think that is?
Well, let's see. Number one, there are a lot of small clinics in your neighborhood, for example, in this country. Also, small hospitals, private hospitals, national, public, municipal, whatever, hospitals. And since we don't have, I mean, a lot of us don't have what we call home doctors, I think usually people go to the hospital. Number two, because we're usually, I mean, I'm not speaking for all the Japanese people, but a lot of the Japanese people are covered by insurance. So, you know, we feel, well, why shouldn't we go to the hospital?
That's true. And actually, that's a very complex topic, I think, when we talk about the U.S. and Japan in terms of health insurance. But I think that may have something to do with the reason why some Americans avoid going for something like a common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Medical care can be quite expensive in the U.S., especially for the people who don't have health insurance. Actually, a year or two ago, when I was back in the States for the holidays, for Christmas, actually, I caught a very bad cold. And at first, I decided to do what I usually do, which is just, you know, take some over-the-counter medicine and hope that the cold would be over quickly, especially because Christmas was coming up. But unfortunately, it got much worse. And the day after Christmas, my mother took me to a local clinic, a kind of urgent care clinic. And that cost about $70, so maybe, $6,000 or 7,000 yen, I guess, because I didn't have insurance. And that was just to see the doctor, you know, for about 10 minutes.
All right.
So that he could give me some prescription. So, whether or not you think that's expensive, of course, is a personal thing. But to me, I thought it was a bit expensive and, you know, why I sometimes may avoid doing it when I think, oh, you know, a cold will probably finish soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, who is Japanese, often urges me to go to the doctor. I think he's, you know, feels that that's the better way to treat it. But, you know, that brings up an interesting language point. You mentioned that people go to the hospital.
Right.
To seek treatment for a cold. And in American English, if you say that you are going to the hospital, that usually indicates a very serious problem. You know, perhaps you've been in an accident, or you have a very, very serious illness and you have to stay in the hospital for a few days or weeks or something. For something like the common cold, we would generally say we're going to the doctor or going to the doctor's office or perhaps going to see a doctor. So if people say that to their American friends, that they're going to the hospital, they may be surprised to get some very worried looks in return.
Hmm. very interesting but important point. さてですね、今回は、季節の変わり目ということで、病院あるいは医者に診てもらうといったコンテクストで話をしたんですが、医者に行くあるいは病院に行くという表現、最後に問題になりましたが、私は go to the hospital という表現を最初使っていましたね。これはどうもアメリカ人にとっては非常に重い病気、あるいは怪我をしたとか大変なことでないとそういう表現を使わないんであると。一般にまあ風邪程度であれば go to the doctor あるいは go to see a doctor という言い方が普通なんだということ。これはぜひ皆さんにも覚えておいていただきたいポイントかなと、まあいうふうに思いますが、さて、日本人の方が頻繁にやはりですね、病院に行くというのは、いわゆるこのかかりつけの主治医といった制度を持っていない場合が多いような時には、近くの病院にとりあえず行く。それはクリニック。と呼ばれるものであるか、ホスピタルと呼べきものであるかはともかく、いろんな種類の、まあ、病院がですね、あるいは医院が近くにあるということが大きな理由だと思いますが、もう一つはインシュランス、保険制度がやはり日本の方が充実しているということもあるんじゃないんでしょうかね。で、やはりそのためにアメリカ人の場合、ちょっとした風邪程度では寝てりゃ治るとか、あるいはセルフメディケイトというふうに言っていましたが、自分で薬を買いに行って、あとはまあ休んでいると、それで治るということのようですね。ご自分のスーザンさん経験を話してくれましたが、ちょっとした風邪でもですね、医者に診てもらうと、それなりの料金を取られて、やはり一般的にアメリカでは医療費は高いというのがやはり相場ですよね。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, well the first phrase is just what the doctor ordered.Now, this refers to a very good treatment, just the right treatment for discomfort, stress, or health in general. And it's usually used in a figurative sense to mean something that you really needed to feel better. So, for example, you could say, After such a stressful year, our vacation in Hawaii was just what the doctor ordered.
さて、just what the doctor ordered という表現なんですが、これは figurative、比喩的に使われることが多いと、まあ、本来の意味としてはお医者さんがですね治療してくれたそのまさにその通りに良くなったっていうことなんですが、比喩として使うと今の例文のようにですね、まあストレスが溜まった時に休暇を取ったらまさにですね気分も晴れて表現の通りいい気分になったということなんですね。こんな使い方ができると、この表現すごく役に立つと思います。もう一度聞いてみましょう。
After such a stressful year, our vacation in Hawaii was just what the doctor ordered.
ですね。All right, let's go on to the second one.
Okay, the next one is to nurse someone back to health. And this means to care for someone who is ill until they have completely recovered. So, for example, you could say,After her father became seriously ill, Jennifer quit her job so that she could nurse him back to health.
さて、この場合の nurse という表現は、いつもと言いますか、まあ最初に私たちが習う名詞の看護師という意味ではなくて動詞なんですね。治療する、治す。で、nurse 誰々 back to health。健康な状態になるまで治療すると。まあいうことになります。今の例文もう一度聞きましょう。
After her father became seriously ill, Jennifer quit her job so that she could nurse him back to health.
ですね。まあ実際には医者がするような治療行為というよりはですね、介護に近いそういう内容なんだというふうに nurse という動詞をまあ覚えておくとよろしいでしょう。All right, take care.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
いつもクロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きいただきましてありがとうございます。語学学習の方法はいろいろとありますが、気軽に始められるのはラジオやテレビの語学講座ですよね。でも 今までは聞ける時間帯や学習する場所の制約から長続きしないという方も多かったんではないでしょうか。そんな方にはオリンパスのラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 をぜひおすすめしたいと思います。 PJ10 はポケットやカバンに入れて気軽に持ち運ぶことができるラジオサーバーです。 AM/FM はもちろん、テレビの1から3チャンネルの音声放送に対応したチューナーが搭載されています。ですからもちろん総合も教育テレビも NHK バッチリですね。学習中の語学講座を自宅だけではなくて通勤や通学の途中などで聞くことができます。録音予約は最大20件、2ギガの内蔵メモリーを搭載して135時間も録音することができます。聞きたい講座の放送時間に別のことをしていても PJ10 がしっかり録音します。録音した番組は多彩で便利な再生機能を使って効率的に学習できます。例えばもはや語学学習になくてはならない早聞き遅聞き機能、音程が変わらずに再生するので違和感なく聞き取れます。再生速度も 50% から 200% まで対応します。そして前回の再生停止位置を自動的に記憶するしおり機能、電源を切った場合も有効なので次に電源を入れた時に前回の続きから学習できます。さらに聞きたい部分だけを再生する部分リピート再生、それから聞きたいところの頭出しが任意にできるインデックスマーク機能、こういった機能もついています。1ファイルにつき16個のマークをつけることが可能なので、キーフレーズごとの学習などに威力を発揮しますね。ラジオサーバーポケット PJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップでお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはボイストレック .jp に今すぐアクセスしてください。時間や場所に左右されず、好きな場所で好きな時に語学学習を続けたいというあなたにまた一つ強い味方が増えましたね。